I am one of those people who does not believe you should die without having gone to as many places as you can go. And the reason is because I really am a history fanatic. So I love to go to places that I've read about to see how they were and how they are now. I do it because it's fun. I do it because it's educational. And then when I got a call from PBA asking me to do this show, it was like, do I get to go to these countries? Unfortunately, the answer is no.
But you have been to one of them at least.
I have been to China.
At Daba Mountain in southwest China's Sichuan province, the dragon dance is a tradition that has been practiced for 1,000 years. The whole city is united in one celebration on the first day of the Lunar New Year.
And you know, because of the large Chinese population here, we also celebrate Chinese New Year out on the Beaufort Highway area and the Chinese American group. So that's what I like about this. You see what they do in China, and then you have the opportunity to participate here. So I'm hoping that these shows will cause people not only to want to go visit those areas and those countries, but to get in touch with those cultures mm-hmm. that are right here in Metro Atlanta. Because we no longer are just all Southerners. Even before the Olympics, we were truly an international city. So I hope people watch these programs and then be curious enough to reach out to those communities that are here in the metro area and learn even more on a one-on-one basis. So that is exciting, but that's show two. We need to talk about show one.
Right.
Don't you think?
Exactly. The Philippines.
Oh, I've never been there. Have you?
I haven't.
Well, I am looking forward to it.
We're able to immerse ourselves in their culture.
And immerse ourselves in water.
Yes. And find some creatures that we haven't seen anywhere else.
In the coral reefs. Now, are you a diver?
I'm not.
I'm not even a good swimmer.
I'm not even sure it's on my short list. I'll let others do it. I'm fascinated by it. But
I am too.
Yeah.
People are drawn to this area because of the pristine waters, scenic islands, rich coral reefs, and the abundance of sea life. Plankton rides the currents that frequently flow into the bay, guaranteeing the abundance and variety of marine life.
As far as these three episodes go, I have to say, I feel like, you know, the song, One of These Things Is Not Like the Other.
Yes.
I feel like the third one is a completely different animal.
Because in each case of the other two, it's more warm,
mm-hmm.
the weather, the water, the mountains.
A little more Asian as far as the culture goes.
Yes, as the culture. And then we get to Switzerland.
Yeah.
And when I usually think of Switzerland, what do you think of? Bank accounts.
And hot chocolate.
And hot chocolate. Absolutely. So this one really intrigues me.
I'm no pyromaniac or I'd stand on the street, but this sort of tradition fascinates me.
And indeed, the roof-high flames of the blazing brooms procession are an ancient pagan custom. The burning flares put an end to winter and pave the way for spring.
Armchair tourism TV has really become a big business, especially over the past couple of decades on cable television. What do you think are the benefits of traveling vicariously or virtually?
I think it introduces you to something new. And it also allows you to see, before you go, what you want to see when you get there. It opens your horizons. It teaches you that you are not on this planet alone and that you can't afford to be an isolationist.
Monica Pearson, thank you so very much.
And will you go with me?
I would love to.
You got your passport ready?
I need a little updating on that, but I'll get it ready.
Well, my passport always stays on ready because you never know when an opportunity comes about.